Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I'm trying to speak with Maz.
That's me. How can I help you?
Okay, Maz, how are you doing today? I'm calling you from Bark. You just filled out an inquiry online and you were looking to have some changes to your mobile application, if that's familiar.
Yep.
All right, sir, is it a good time
That's
to
me.
speak about it?
Sure, if you don't mind, I'm driving.
Okay. All right, so I'll try and make
I could
this quick for
stop.
you.
I'm in the car, but it's cool.
All right, thank you.
I'm listening.
Okay, so Maz, just to give you a better introduction about our sales, we are Bark Premier Partners. The company's name is Huff and Meser, and Bark just contacted us to they requested to speak to you because you were looking for some changes to your application. So I've gone through your website, that's maz.tube, and I was actually kind of glad to see that you have like a mini YouTube yourself, and you offer
Oh, good.
prayers, sorry.
I'm listening. Prayers? Yes.
Yes, sir. So I did review the work you're doing, and I have an idea on what you're trying to build here. So is this like going to be a new application, or do you already have something in the works?
I already have something in the works. I'm just looking for a partner who knows how to fix my oops.
Okay. And is the application live on the app stores on Google and Apple?
Well, yeah, but what's wrong is I made the code and I don't know how to put the damn. I'm sorry, I'm an artist, right?
Okay. That's nice.
And I had to learn how to make my own app using AI. So I made some QR code. I'm at the AI University right now, but I need it now because we need money now, and I'm tired of waiting to get paid. So I created the app plan, and then I'm developing it myself. But I'm hiring people to work with me that know shit, because I don't have time to waste, and it's about money right now. It ain't even about the game. It's like, let's get paid. Uh-oh, sorry. Hold on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I need to
Yes,
get
sir.
them bills.
You're good.
Yes, sir. Hold on. I know I'm sir now. Okay. Whatever. Sorry, I was on the phone. I thought you were shopping. Hold on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought you were shopping. My bad. I don't. There's something I'm missing. Okay, well, anyway, I got it all worked out for the most part. I just need some. No, I don't have it aired, but I do have it ready. It's just a few little, I'll say technical issues that ought not be as complicated as they are, but because I'm not a programmer and I don't read
Okay.
code, I need someone that can read code and gets what I'm trying to say, right?
All right, so let me try and confirm a couple of things. So you say you're trying to build an app on AI, right? That's Adobe Illustrator. Is that the software you're talking about?
No, I build it on, I have a website with, no, I have seven websites. Hold on one
I've seen
sec.
two of
And
them,
I
yes.
have, you've seen two of them. I have seven websites
Nice,
that
yes.
aren't done connecting yet on the network. And it's kind of like, how do I, sorry, it's loud out here. I'm in my car, so I'm not in my usual talk mode. I was supposed to talk to somebody at 7 p.m. tonight. Are you available later tonight, or is it just for now that you're available?
Well, 7 o'clock would be a little too late for myself, but what we can do is, if you can give me the link to the app, is there some way I can access the application? I can
Well,
look at it.
yeah. I'm trying to find it if you hold on.
Yes, sir, you take your time.
I will. I mean, I can only take so much time. I gotta drive, but hold on.
Okay.
There's a. Oh, boy. Hold on.
Yes,
I
sir.
gotta find it. It's a. Do you know how to look up a scan code?
A QR code? Yep.
Okay, if you do that, it's called Rainbow Bridge Tribal Council Light, and I can't find it on my app. Hold on, because I'm in my car. I'm not on.
Okay, are you parked or are you still driving?
I'm parked. I'm just trying to find it. Hold on.
Okay.
I literally have like 5 minutes, and I gotta go.
All right, I'll
Since
try
you
and
won't
make
be
this
able.
quick. So yeah,
Seven.
let's see if I can get access to
Here,
the
I'm getting
application.
there.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm trying to record something, and every time I search it, it comes up. Look up Rainbow Bridge Tribal Council Light. Have you seen that one yet? That's the
Rainbow
main
Bridge?
gig. Yeah.
Okay.
Tri Rainbow Bridge
Rainbow
Tribal Council of Light. It's
Travel
very, those words
Council.
exactly. of light, yes. And then you'll see
Yes,
a bunch of stuff about
light, yes.
rainbows and Navajos.
I see the Facebook page with that name that says Rev. Dr. Maz. That's probably you as well.
Well, yeah, that's me, but I'm trying to get you the QR code I made up, and it's not activated yet. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a new thing that they're doing. It's either Google or Wix, one of them, and they made me a app already just talking to it, and I was like, damn, it charged me $69. I'm like, I don't want that. I just want my code the way I made it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So
and my code,
I see a few
wait,
links there.
Hold on. I'm almost to it. I just got to find my code, brother. It's on WhatsApp.
Okay. Yep.
You know how to find that? I mean, if
on
you
WhatsApp?
Can find my code, good luck, but it's on Wix, I think. Hold on. This is a pain in the ass. I might not be able to find it this fast. Hold on. It's a code, and I'm going to send it to you. So somehow here in a second. There, that motherfucker is. Oh, okay. So the code is http://. That's why. It was emerge 111. I was searching the wrong damn thing. Are you on WhatsApp?
Yeah, I'm on WhatsApp. I can send you a hi, and you can leave me something there.
Yeah, say something to me, and I'll just send it to you if you don't mind. I'm on WhatsApp as Ms. Z. Z. It looks like a lady with my red hair.
That's on the same number, right, the one that I'm calling on?
I mean, yeah, but you're going to get my business line. But if you send it to me, I'll get it right now.
Okay,
it's
so I'm sending this to
Reverend Dr. Maz. Like, I don't even fucking know. Huh?
I'm sending you a text message on 770-213-3187. That's your number, right?
Try that one. See what happens. No, I don't have that phone on me, but let's see if it works.
So what phone are you looking at right now? I mean, what number is that?
Oh, 404-729-2641.
Okay, let me take that number down real quick, just a moment.
That's the one you called. Oh, you got my business line.
Yeah,
okay,
that's the number that Bart provided to me.
Well, that's the one you called. Well, that's good that it's working. Can you send me that number when you figure out? My cell phone number is what you're going to send it to. Damn. So you got my... Well, at least I know it's working now. It didn't work yesterday.
So what number is it again? 404?
404-729-2641. So whichever number you just called me on is my business line that I'm putting on the advertisement. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because then if they call that one at 4, I don't need everybody in the damn world knowing my cell number.
Okay.
So please don't share it with anyone because I will.
I won't, of course. Yeah.
Let that shit go. Yeah, I don't like that. My contacts, okay.
Okay.
So should I put privacy? Are you the hi?
No, I just sent you a hi. Yep, that's the one.
Did you get a hi?
I did, yeah. Now, can you share the link here?
I'm trying to. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, oh, say hi again. Nope, I don't know how to, wait. You're not a contact yet. Wait a minute, I got to do something different. Now I'm going to add you. And then what's your name, sir?
Mike from Huff and Meser.
Mike.
You could just say Mike, yeah. Mike from H&M.
Well, that's easy as hell to remember. Oh, I done did the wrong button. Hold on now. History, no, I don't need that shit. I hate phones, I swear I do. I shouldn't even have to do this shit. Hold on. I'm tired of paying people, so I'm doing it myself, Mike. And I'm hiring people that I believe got good damn sense. Cause
I think I'll end your search here. Yeah, I'll end your search here. I'll send you some details about our profile.
I'm saying too many people out here bullshitting people is the problem. Now, did you get it?
Yeah, I got the QR code. Let me try and scan that.
It's supposed to. So this is what it's supposed to say, right? I'm going to tell you what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to go to this website.
Yeah.
And then it's supposed to go to checkout at Stripe. Checkout at Stripe.
Okay, this one doesn't go anywhere. So, yeah, it's HTTP,
It ain't activated because I refuse.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just want that picture as my code, and it's called it's called this HTTP. I told you what it was called. Now I got to spell it. Emerge 111 is where it's supposed to go, and it's a QR code because it's a television coupon, right? So they're supposed to scan this thing and go to my OzTube or my store, right? And yep. Then they're going to have to fill out forms. And then here's another one. Hold on. I'm going to try to remember them all. These are all my websites that are working right now. And these are going to funnel. Oh, hold on. They're going to funnel through the network, right? So my OzTube is the network, right? And then the goal is to put pages or links to each page of each. You know how Netflix plays a station, or sorry, series radio? You can kind of program it to what you want to learn? I mean, what you want to play?
I've seen the last website that you sent, by the way, the Successful Awakening website. I've already seen that. I'm trying to pull up the Healing 5D.
And
you
then
want to
here's
link all these websites to the application, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to say. My Oz.tube. See, that's not right. Hold on. My Oz.tube. What it's supposed to do is, if I send you, I'm giving you an example, but when I do this, it ought to play whatever I'm sending you like this. Like that. See how that looks?
Okay, let me try.
So when you hit that, it's supposed to take you to my website.
It does, yeah. I'm looking at it.
And then it plays on YouTube, and then it forwards. So we're building a radio media network via my OzTube, and we're going to channel it through a Roku station on Wi-Fi in every language known, which is why I need the back button to work. I have a WordPress website. That's it. And it's I built the app separately, and now I'm trying to find somebody to help me connect the dots so that it works just the way I said. Where if you pray, if you press that last button I hit you, right, or sent you, it ought to take you to the video that plays, whether you're on your cell phone or your TV, through Roku. Does that make sense?
It does. So how about the application? I mean, where's that standing at? I mean, how do I get access to your application and look at it?
Give me some time to get home, and I'll tell you. I don't know. I gave you the address. It's http://. That's the address they gave me. I just didn't activate it. Once I activate it, you'll be able to see it.
Okay. So in that case, I think I'll leave the call to your
myself.
Court. Yeah. And although
or unless you know how to. Well, do you know how to make the scan button work with that picture I sent you and the words HTTP dot dot that thing, Emerge 111? Do you know how to do that?
Well, the QR code is, you know, it's dummy right now. It just says Emerge 111, and that does not take you anywhere because it's not a domain address, right? So it has to be something
right,
like
it's
Emerge111.com or something.
So once I pay it, that's it. It's up. It's live. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that the QR code just has Emerge 111 to it, which is nothing, which is not a page, right? So you need to connect the
right
page.
Right, but it's supposed to go to Emerge 111.com.
Emerge 111.com. It doesn't go there, first of all, but I'll just try and pull up Emerge 111.com directly and see if that turns up.
It might. It's out there in the cloud. I just can't find it.
Yeah, even that doesn't work.
Yeah, I paid Wix, and then I realized this is bullshit, and I was like, nope. When I first looked up today, I asked, how do you build your own network? No, not network. How do you have your own browser was what my goal was. So let me go back. You called me. I thought, you guys aren't getting my notes. My first note was, I want to have my own browser through my OzTube so that when people go to it, they'll know it's mine. They know it's my content. I don't have to play with dickers out there over what I own. It's my network. I built it. It's like Google, but better because it's smaller, and then people that are interested will go to it, and then people who aren't won't even know it's a station. That's my goal.
Well, that would cost you a lot of money. I mean, what kind of funding are you
Well,
working with?
good. How much does it cost? That's what I asked for, the price
Building your own
of how
search
much that.
engine? Building your own search engine would
Yeah.
probably, you know, mini search engine would probably cost you somewhere about minimum $50,000.
$50,000?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Is that what you just? That ain't shit compared to writing a movie. So that's not as bad as I thought it was. So for $50,000, you can build a browser.
Absolutely, a mini browser with all the
No.
features in there, but avoiding
Well,
the bells and
good.
whistles. Nothing as deep as the Google itself, of course, because that's $1 million plus, probably a
Well,
few
I'm not
hundred million
stupid.
dollars.
Google's got all the money.
Yeah, but a starting, you know, basic MVP search engine would cost you $50,000.
50,000. Okay. Well, at the AI school, they said they could help me build one, and you just talk to it, and it does what you tell it to, but you still got to know how to set up the browser to begin with, right?
Set up
Is
the
that
browser
right?
to begin with. I don't get that. I'm not following you.
Okay, good. You wouldn't, but we'll get the browser going at least. Okay. Call me later. I gotta go. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
I got.